This is your Polycast for Thursday, March 16th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, a state senator suffers a heart attack, and the Senate passes a $600 million health insurance bill. State Senator Warren Limmer was back at work at the Capitol yesterday after suffering what he called a minor heart attack. The 62-year-old Republican from Maple Grove said he had tightness in his chest on Monday and was hospitalized and got two stents put in. He was released the next day. Republicans hold a narrow 34-33 majority in the Senate. Limmer says he's feeling fine but plans to make some changes in his lifestyle.
Legislators are at that point where we really are kind of saddled to a desk most of the day, and as a result, we probably don't eat right, we don't exercise as well, and we have long hours. So at least for me, I'm going to have to pace myself a little bit.
Limmer says he thinks the work of the 2017 legislative session will soon get a little easier when the committee hearing phase is completed. The session is set to end in late May. And the Minnesota Senate has passed a Republican plan to stabilize the individual health insurance market by using a new state subsidy. Senators passed the $600 million reinsurance bill last night on a 37-29 vote with no guarantee that it will lower costs. Tim Pugmire reports.
Supporters are hoping the creation of a state-operated reinsurance program can head off another big spike in individual market premiums for 2018. It would cushion insurance companies from expensive payouts. Once medical expenses reach $45,000, state money would begin covering 80% of the costs, up to a cap of $250,000. Republican Senator Gary Dames of Redwood Falls said his bill could result in premium reductions next year of 18-23%. But Dames added there's a possibility that the rates could still go up.
I'm going to make sure that I'm not going to stand here and say that we can guarantee this. There's no guarantees in this business.
Lawmakers want a reinsurance bill enacted soon before insurers begin calculating their 2018 plans and premiums. Republican Senator Michelle Benson of Ham Lake said a fix was needed rapidly with no straightforward path to follow.
We are in unprecedented change, and we are doing our very best to make good choices, moving as quickly as we need to impact the market for 2018.
The Senate bill would take $360 million over the next 2 years from the Health Care Access Fund and $240 million from the Budget Reserve. Lawmakers are counting on a potential federal waiver and reimbursement to offset some of the state cost. Three Democrats joined Republicans in passing the bill. The rest of them opposed it. DFL Senator Jeff Hayden of Minneapolis spoke against the bill and its funding sources.
We want to take the money out the reserves and risk our future, rob our piggy bank, potentially risk our bond rating to do this work. Though, members, we have a $1.65 billion surplus. If this is what we want to do, why don't we take the money there?
DFL opponents also complained that the subsidy would provide no guarantee of savings. They tried unsuccessfully to amend the bill with a pared-down version of DFL Governor Mark Dayton's proposal for an expanded public health care option. That failed on a tie vote. DFL Senator Eric Simonson of Duluth said his constituents remain concerned about access and affordability.
They say it doesn't matter. What good does it do to reduce the premium if I can't afford the copay and the deductible? I still have that problem facing me. This bill doesn't fix that. It is still going to be unaffordable health care.
Several Republicans went out of their way to blame Democrats, both in Minnesota and Washington, for the current health insurance issues. GOP Senator Mary Kiffmeyer of Big Lake said it was their embrace of the Affordable Care Act that caused the problems that the bill is trying to fix.
This disaster didn't just magically happen and there was a situation beyond our control. It was a control. It was a decision. It was a conscious decision that I and many others absolutely opposed as fundamentally and fatally flawed.
Governor Dayton has said he is open to a reasonable reinsurance plan, but only if it promises to deliver savings and doesn't use any general fund money. The CEOs of five Minnesota health plans sent a letter to Dayton and top legislative leaders endorsing reinsurance legislation, calling it a critical step for stabilizing the market for 2018. But they stopped short of making any promises about premium costs. The House passed a reinsurance bill that kicks in the state subsidy at a slightly higher cost level and uses funding sources that don't include the budget reserve. Now the House, Senate, and governor will try to negotiate a compromise. Covering politics, I'm Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
An anti-terrorism effort in Minnesota would get a boost from a bill that's making its way through the Capitol. Laura Ewan reports.
The measure is seeking another $250,000 to fund a grant program administered by the Department of Public Safety. Last year, it awarded the grants to the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office and the Faribault Police Department. The money runs out in June. Faribault Police Chief Andy Boland says he's used the money to build better inroads with Somali American youth. They've bonded over basketball and trips to Twins games. But Boland acknowledges the way the grant is framed as a way of countering radicalization has been controversial.
My opinion on it, it does the same thing, whatever we call it. It's building connections with these youth so they trust law enforcement.
Republican Representative Tony Cornish, who chairs the House Public Safety Committee, says there's no need to shy away from the true intention of the bill, which is to stop terrorism recruitment. Laura Ewan, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
Slow motion replays of NFL games regularly show black pellets being stirred up as football players make sharp cuts. It's not dirt, it's crumb rubber made of recycled tires in the synthetic turf. It's also found at youth sports complexes. There's a new drive at the Capitol to get answers about what's in those pellets and whether they pose any health risks. Brian Baxt has the story.
From the pros to the peewees, crumb rubber athletic turf is popping up all over. The synthetic fields contain ground-up tires. The rubber fills in between the green plastic fibers, and the small granules provide the cushion that makes for softer landings and reduces stress on bodies. But competing research on the health effects has kicked the turf topic up to the Capitol for another look. A couple of years ago, a bill to provide for a Minnesota-based study stalled. Maple Grove Republican Dennis Smith is steering the bill this session to call a timeout on new crumb rubber fields. It could be headed for inclusion in a broader health policy bill after being aired in committee.
The science is all over the map. There are some studies that say that this product is unsafe, and there's some studies that say that this product is safe. And I think when we're talking about the care and the welfare of our children, I think we need to make sure that we're putting them in contact with a product that is safe.
The state of California and the federal government are well into a study on the synthetic turf. Researchers are examining the chemicals released during different weather conditions and what happens when the pellets rub up against exposed skin. It could be a year or two before that study is published. Smith says health concerns have been on his mind as he's watched his own children play on those fields. But he knows his measure isn't an easy sell. That's especially true about the proposed freeze on installation of athletic fields and playgrounds with the new turf until July 2019. It would apply to locally managed fields.
I am not a fan of moratoriums per se either. But in this case, I feel the risks are high enough and the reward is there for us to pursue this to help protect our children.
Corey Kersling is part of a group of Duluth parents who have pushed to replace rubber mulch on a public school playground. They started a fundraising campaign to help make it happen. Kersling says his own 9-year-old son has come in contact with rubber mulch on the playground. On windy days, the boy told his father that there was dust that swirled like a black tornado. Kersling says the rubber stained the boy's clothes and had to be scrubbed from his skin after playing. The family began avoiding sports programs that didn't play on natural grass.
I personally have witnessed young children roll in the tire mulch, bury each other in it, stuff it in their clothes, put it in their mouths. Their interactions with the materials are intense and repeated day after day.
Ward Inus represents Liberty Tire Recycling, the largest tire recycler in the country. It has an operation in Savage, Minnesota. He says the legislation is misguided and heavy-handed.
This is really premature.
He says the crumb rubber turf can be cheaper to maintain, use less water, and expand athletic opportunities.
Especially in those climates like Minnesota where the seasons are short, the synthetic turf fields can elongate the season. You can play early spring, late fall.
As spring sports leagues get underway, state lawmakers will have to come to a decision on whether and how to regulate those fields beneath the players' feet. Covering politics, I'm Brian Baxt at the Capitol.
And that's your Polycast for this Thursday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.